Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kurt Roseman. In 1902, Andrew Carnegie gave Dubuque a library building, which still stands today as the Carnegie Stout Public Library. 34 years earlier, Carnegie provided something else to Dubuque. The original railroad bridge over the Mississippi River at Dubuque was opened in December 1868. It was the fourth to span the river. The first two at Rock Island and Clinton were made primarily of wood, although the Clinton Bridge had an iron swing span. The next two, at Burlington and Quincy, were iron bridges. In the 1860s, a bridge company had been organized to finance, construct, and operate a Dubuque bridge. At first, the company was planning to award the contract for the bridge construction to Lucius Boomer of the Stone and Boomer Bridge Company. His company had built the Rock Island Bridge 12 years earlier. Things changed, however, when Andrew Carnegie came to town. Carnegie had created the Keystone Bridge Company to make iron bridges. And, of course, he went on to be a major player in the American steel industry. In his later years, he applied much of his fortune to various worthy causes. Among many other projects, he funded some 1,600 library buildings in the United States. While in Dubuque, Carnegie argued that his wrought iron design was superior and safer than the cast iron construction proposed by Boomer, but it would cost more. Carnegie was quoted as saying, "We will never build a cheap bridge. Ours do not fall." Carnegie won the contract, but to do so, he had to reduce his bid to the same amount originally proposed by Boomer, $284,000. Carnegie's firm built the superstructure composed of seven truss spans. A Rock Island firm, Reynolds, Saulpaw, and Company, built the piers. Because a tall bluff presented itself right at the Illinois shoreline, the tracks approaching the bridge had to be run through a tunnel at that point. The tunnel, which is still in use today, is about 850 feet long and strikes a gentle curve that brings the tracks parallel to the river south of the bridge. Conveniently, the stone for the original piers came from the rock excavated for the tunnel. Unlike the tunnel, the original bridge is no longer there. It was replaced in 1899 with the one still in use today. Andrew Carnegie provided both a library and a bridge for Dubuque. The terms differed, however. Carnegie provided the library free of charge, whereas Dubuque paid Carnegie for the bridge $284,000.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.